Today's scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 to 29. We will read this responsibly, first in English, then in Chinese.
今日经文来自马太福音七章十五至二十九节。我哋会先用英文回应方式来读，再用广东话用回应方式来读。
Verse 15, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. So, every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. For he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes.
Matthew 7:15. 他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的粮。这样凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。凡不结好果子的树，就砍下来，丢在火里。凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人，才能进去。我就明明的告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞到那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞到那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
愿神祝福听佢同埋读佢话语嘅人。
Today's message is given by Pastor Wilson. The title is Discerning Two Spiritual Ways.
今日信息嘅目的系程牧师所讲嘅系分辨两种属灵道路。
morning, let us pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Father, we're going to come to a familiar passage in the scriptures.
天父，我哋今天早上读嘅一段好熟悉嘅经文。
And so give us a better understanding, a proper understanding of what you're saying.
让我哋正确嘅认识你所讲嘅说话。
These are very important words from the Lord Jesus.
呢啲系耶稣基督所讲重要嘅说话。
And so minister to our hearts and minds today.
所以今日同我哋嘅心同在。
And may we respond to your love by loving you by being obedient.
愿我们去顺服你，去爱你，回报你，给我们的爱。
Draw us near to you now, in Jesus' name, amen.
愿我们靠近你，奉耶稣基督的名义靠，阿们。
Well, what we see here at the end of the famous Sermon on the Mount is what we say is a test.
我们看到这里是登山宝训最后一段的说话，我们所说其实是一个耶稣基督给我们一个试验。
It's a way to challenge you,and to see if you understand what Jesus has just preached in Matthew 5-7, the famous Sermon on the Mount.
这个就是对你一个挑战，就是说当你听完耶稣基督登山宝训马太福音第五到第七章所讲的时候，你怎样回应？
And George, if you don't mind, if you could shine verse 28 up there once again on the PowerPoint.
那我们看回28节所讲的说话。
Because that verse shows you what the test is.
咁呢句说话咧，俾我哋睇到呢个系一个咩嘅试验
？Again, here is a test to know how you truly grasp and understand, which is very important, what Jesus is saying.
呢个测试咧就系俾我哋睇到究竟我哋系咪真系明白到耶稣基督登山宝训所讲嘅说话
？Again, verse 28, when Jesus had finished saying these things, again he's referring to the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5-7, the crowds were what?Astonished, says the English Standard Version. Some translations say amazed at this teaching. The key word there is the word translated astonished, amazed.
咁就系呢句说话就系话众人都稀奇他的教训，就系当佢哋听完耶稣基督登山宝训之后，咁呢个中文翻译出嚟就系稀奇呢个字。
Now Matthew is not referring to the English word wow.
咁馬太所講嘅唔係就好似一個普通嘅字，哇咁犀利咁樣。
The word translated amazed again, because the New Testament is written in Koine Greek. The word amazed is a very strong Greek word.
咁呢個稀奇呢個字喺希臘文裏邊其實係一個好強嘅一個字眼。
And if you look in the concordance, it means marvelled, utterly astonished, thunderstruck.
可以話好似好。好诧异，好震惊。
It gives the connotation of shocked, shocked in awe and wonder.
就好似被电到一样啊，好震惊，好惊奇。
And several biblical commentators, if you look it up, point out that the Greek word behind amazed is in the imperfect Greek tense, which is very unusual.
咁好多嘅学者佢话呢个字喺希列文嘅时式里边咧系一个好唔寻常嘅用法。
These people were shocked, shocked out of their senses.
对他们来说就是说当时那班人实在很震惊不知道怎么说。
And the more the people thought about what Jesus said, they were astonished, says the text, astonished of what he said.
当这班人再想起耶稣基督所讲的是什么的时候他们实在很惊奇很稀奇耶稣讲的话。
And so for emphasis, I have on slide 2, Matthew's not just saying a few people were amazed, the crowds, the entire crowds that he was addressing were astonished and became speechless.
这里所形容的不是只是几个人，而是说当时的整班大群人都很震惊。
And so my question to you today is this, how have you responded to Jesus' words in the Sermon on the Mount.
所以今日我要问你嘅问题就系话，你点样回应耶稣基督登山宝训所讲嘅说话
？And I would be as bold to say, if you haven't utterly been astounded by what he says in Matthew 5-7, you really haven't understood. You really haven't grasped what Jesus is saying to you.
我可以大胆咁样讲话，如果你冇被耶稣基督登山宝训所讲嘅说话觉得系好震惊嘅时候咧。你实在系唔系真系明白耶稣所讲嘅说话
The challenge for all of us is, are you shocked by the wonder of what he's just said?
对我们的挑战就是，我们是不是真的做耶稣基督所讲的说话觉得很稀奇呢？
Or do you just say, oh, I read it before. You know, youth group, we went over Matthew 5 through 7.
又或者你只是好像一般的回应说，啊，我看过了这段经文，或者我们查经都查过了。
And yes, certainly it's somewhat interesting, you know, what Jesus is saying, and I heard and I read about it so many times in the past, I know all about it.
我都看过很多次，我都知道他说什么了，有些地方很有趣的，实在。
But have you been thunderstruck? Thunderstruck by Jesus' word? Because that's what the text says in verse 28. They were astounded, amazed, marveled.
但你是不是就是好像经文所讲形容这班人觉得很惊奇、很诧异、很震惊呢？
And there are basically three great things Jesus says that are utterly astounding here in our verses 15 and 29.
咁我头先所睇嘅嘅经文有三点系要应该令我哋觉得好稀奇嘅。
Again, this is the very end of Jesus' famous Sermon on the Mount.
呢个系登山部分最尾嘅一部分。
And Jesus basically says there are two ways, two basic options spiritually that you can go.
耶稣讲嘅就系话喺属灵上面，你实在有两个方法、两条道路。
And Jesus is challenging you.He's saying, I want you to distinguish. I want you to see for yourself these two ways.
耶稣对我们的就是说，要我们看到这两条路是怎样。
And then he says, make sure you choose the right one, not the wrong one.
你要肯定你行在一个正确的道路上面，不是选择那条错的。
Did you see the three things? Did you pick them out as we read verses 15 to 29? What are the three things that Jesus spoke about in our text?
耶稣所讲的三样东西是什么呢？
Well, first, there are two ways involving true spirituality. Two ways.
首先就是说属灵的道路有两条路。
Secondly, he says at the end of those two ways, there's a judge.
然后第二样就是说在这两条路的终点都有一个审判。
And then at the end of that judgment, there's a sentence.
然后审判之后有这个判决。
So he says something very, very astounding of all these three things.
咁呢三样嘢对我哋嚟讲都有好稀奇嘅。
Now, because this sermon is translated, I only have time to unpack the first one. That means the two ways involving true spirituality. And next time we'll address the latter two things.
咁今日咧，我只会讲第一点，就系话讲到两条属灵嘅道路。
So, especially for those of you familiar with this text, what are the two ways?
呢两条路系乜嘢咧？
Well, at first, because again, for the sake of time, we couldn't read more of these verses in the Sermon on the Mount, but if you looked up verse 13, which we didn't read this morning, Jesus refers to two paths, one to life, one to death.
咁如果你有时间去睇翻第十三节，我哋今日冇睇到嘅就系话耶稣讲到有两条道路，一条系引领去死亡，另一条系去生命。
And then, if George, if you could shine up verse 15.Which we did read earlier, it says there are two trees, one with good fruit, one with bad fruit.
咁如果睇翻第十五节，我哋头先所讲嘅就有两棵树，一棵树咧系结出好果子，一棵树结出坏果子。
And then George, if you could scroll down to verse 24, then there are the two houses, one built on a rock, one built on the sand.
然后二十四节就讲到两间房屋，一间系。建在一个磐石上面，另一间是建在一个沙土上面。
Pretty simple, right?
很简单。
As you'll see on slide 3, Jesus is saying there are these two spiritual approaches, two ways.
耶稣说有两条属灵的道路。
And I want you to be able to distinguish between them and choose the right one.
耶稣说我希望你能够分辨出来，然后选一条正确的。
And one of the most important and interesting things about these two ways are they are hard to discern one from the other.
但很重要的一件事就是说他们不是那么容易被分辨出来的。
And that's pretty obvious, but you gotta have read the text carefully to pick up on that.
那你要很小心地看个经文然后去找出来。
For example, he doesn't say there are two trees, a tree with fruit,versus a tree without fruit. He doesn't say that.
耶稣不是说有两棵树，一棵树有果子，一棵树没果子，他不是这样说。
If that was the case, you don't need to discern. You don't need to scratch your head. It doesn't take much effort.
咁如果係咁嘅時候，好明顯你好容易分到出嚟。
You know, in the fall, you walk into an apple orchard in upstate New York or in Long Island, and there are a bunch of trees, apple trees, with leaves and fruit on them.
咁好似秋天咁，你進入呢個果園去睇呢個蘋果樹，咁你睇到樹上面有樹葉有果子。
And suppose right next to all those luscious apple trees is a tree with no leaves, no fruit.
然後咧，咁多棵樹嘅隔離咧，有一棵樹係冇樹葉、冇果子嘅。
Obviously, as someone asks you, which one is alive, which one is dead, it doesn't take any discernment, right? It doesn't take much effort.
咁你咧唔需要花好大嘅心精力，就可以好睇出邊一棵樹有生命，邊一棵樹冇生命。
I think even if you're in kindergarten, you'd know.
甚至乎幼稚園都能夠知道。
But that's not what Jesus says in Matthew 7.
但耶穌所講嘅唔係呢樣嘢。
Jesus does not say these two ways or two paths are like one tree without fruit, one tree with fruit.
耶穌唔係話一棵樹有果子，一棵樹冇果子。
Look carefully at verses 16 and 18 again.
然後我哋小心睇下第十六到同埋十八節。
By their fruit, you will recognize them. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit.
他说藉着这个果子你就能够认得他们，好树不会结坏果子，坏的树也不会结好的果子。
Everybody on board here? You got it? 大家
是不是看到呢?
They talk about two trees. They both bear some fruit, right?
两棵树都会结果子的。
The word bad means poison, evil, wicked in the Koine Greek. It doesn't mean shriveled. It means poison.
这个坏果子，坏那个字不是说这棵树枯干，而是说这个果子是有毒。
It doesn't mean like a raisin that's shriveled, right? Dried fruit, it doesn't mean that.
不是好像一个干果干了一样，而是说是一个坏的有毒的。
It's kind of like the Disney fairy tale, Snow White, right? The wicked witch gives her a poisonous apple, and it results in sleeping death.
就好似白雪公主嘅故事里边，呢个女巫俾一个好靓嘅苹果，但系呢个苹果系有毒嘅。
The two trees in Matthew 7 look exactly alike.
呢两棵树佢哋其实好相似。
And one of the sets of fruit is deadly, like poison.
但系有一棵树嘅果子咧系有毒，系能够致命嘅。
It's rotten, worthless, evil, and can hurt you and kill you.
是邪恶的，是能够伤害你，能够杀你的。
Now look at two houses. Later on in the text, the two houses look exactly alike. Outside, exactly alike to the naked eye.
然后这两间房屋在外面看来是很相似。
And what's visible looks the same.
咁在外面看来大家都一样。
It's only what's hidden.That makes a difference.
而是呢，在当中你看不到那部分，是使他们分别出来。
So what are these two paths? What are these two ways?
咁呢两条道路，两个方法是什么？
And you know, sadly to say, everybody thinks they know. Everybody thinks they know, but they don't really grasp because they're not carefully read what Jesus is saying.
很多人都以为他们知道耶稣讲的什么，但其实他们不是真的明白。
A lot of people misinterpret Jesus' words in the Sermon on the Mount.
很多人误解了耶稣基督登山宝训所讲的说话。
And these mistaken people say it's very simple. What Jesus is saying, he's saying there's the good people and there's the bad people.
很多人都以为耶稣讲的很简单，就是说有一班好人，有一班坏人。
And they say this is the way of obeying God and this is the way of disobeying God.
他们说这个就是顺服神的路，另一个就是不顺服神的。
And many mistakenly think that the Sermon on the Mount is telling you how to be good.
很多人以为登山宝训所讲的就是你怎样做一个好人。
Of course, the Sermon on the Mount tells you, chapter 5, love your neighbor, and of course you should love your neighbor.
他说没错，你当然好像第五章所讲的，你要爱你的邻舍。
And the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 6, as you, many of you who are familiar with this famous passage of the Bible, it says give to the poor, you ought to give to the poor.
咁第六章佢话你要去周济穷人，当然你要去周济穷人啦。
The Sermon on the Mount says pray the Lord's Prayer. You know, use it as a guide, as a framework for your prayers.
咁第七章讲嘅就系话主祷文，你要用呢个耶稣基督嘅祷文咧做你祈祷嘅一个骨架。
And you ought to look at that and to see that as a model.
你要用佢嚟做呢、这个啊模仿。
But some people think it's telling you how to just live a good life.
好多人以为就系话关于你点样做一个好人，过一个好嘅生活。
But here at the end, Jesus says, "Here are two paths. Here are two trees. Here are two houses."
咁但系嚟到最尾呢一部分，耶稣话有两棵树，两间屋。
And people mistakenly think Jesus is saying you can either follow the Sermon on the Mount and live a good life, or you could ignore it and live a wicked, selfish, licentious life.
啲人以为话耶稣讲嘅就系话你跟随登山宝训所讲嘅，去过一个正行一个正直嘅路，过一个好嘅生活。如果唔系咧，你就行一个错误嘅路，过一个邪恶嘅生命。
But that's not. Repeat.Not what Jesus is saying in Matthew 5-7. He's not saying that.
但耶稣所讲嘅唔系咁样。
How much discernment does it take? You're bright people. How much discernment does it take to tell the difference between a person who prays and goes to church and a person who doesn't?
你需唔需要好快好大嘅精力去分辨出一个祈祷翻教会嘅人同埋一个唔祈祷唔翻教会嘅人呢？
It doesn't take any discernment. It doesn't take much scratching of your head.
你唔使用咩心力心思，你都可以知道。
It's pretty easy, right? Here's a person who prays, goes to church.
好容易啫，嗱，呢个人会祈祷，呢个人会翻教会嘅。
And over here, here's a person who does not.
而呢个人咧又唔祈祷又唔翻教会。
And back over here, here's a person who's courteous to his neighbor.
而呢个人咧就对佢嘅邻居咧好有礼貌嘅。
And in contrast, here's a person.Who just beats and stabs their neighbor with a knife.
而相反嘅呢个人咧，就对佢邻居咧好恶毒嘅，甚至胡萝卜都会吉佢。
Come on, how much discernment does it take to figure that out?
你需唔需要好大嘅精力去分辨呢两种人呢？
So do you really think Jesus is likening these two ways to trees, houses, ways that look exactly alike on the outside? Do you think what is he doing there?
耶稣基督呢度所讲嘅系咪好似真系就系咁简单分辨出呢间屋
？Come on, you know better. You have common sense. We're talking not about rocket science here. It's common sense, street smarts.
呢个其实一个好简单，我哋一般人都会知道。
As you see on slide 4, Jesus is not talking about good people and bad people.
耶稣讲嘅唔系好人同埋坏人嘅分辨。
You can partly see that here when Jesus gives two human examples of what?Bad trees.
呢度睇到嘅，你睇到部分就系话耶稣讲嘅就系两种坏嘅树。
You see that? It's on a slide, verse 4. It's one of the verses he says, Jesus says in the NIV, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves." So,
首先佢话你要小心假先知，佢话佢哋外边咧披住羊嘅皮，但系里边咧其实系残暴凶残嘅狼。
If you just skim through the Bible, if you're not familiar with it, and or if you you know look up in a Bible dictionary or concordance, you see sheep. It's kind of a universal Bible term, right? Sheep.
咁你睇圣经嘅时候咧，羊咧喺圣经里边咧系一个好通用嘅一个名词。
Sheep are the people of God. The Lord is my shepherd.
羊咧就系神嘅子民，耶和华系我哋嘅牧者。
Those who are following Jesus are sheep。
嗰啲跟从耶稣嘅人咧，佢就系耶稣嘅羊。
And as Jesus' words are saying, the analogy, these are prophets, which mean their speakers are teachers。
咁耶稣话呢啲先知咧，即系话咧佢哋系教导人嘅呢啲教师。
They're sheep. They're sheep. At least as far as the eye can see, they are skeptics.
佢哋都系羊，咁我哋就咁睇嚟，佢哋都系跟从耶稣嘅，起码佢哋唔系怀疑嘅。
They're not atheists. They're not licentious people.
佢哋又唔系嗰啲无神论者，佢哋又唔系嗰啲好荒淫嘅人。
For the most part, they're not immoral people.
佢哋都唔系一啲冇道德嘅人。
On the outside, they look like religious moral paragons, right?
咁外边睇嚟咧，佢哋都系好似有道德嘅典范一样。
That's because they're prophets. They're virtuous people.
佢哋系好似系好有品德，同埋呢啲系先知讲道嘅人。
Now, as you see on slide 5, things become more clearer as you look at the second example of the bad trees.
但当你看到啊第二个例子关于这个坏的树的例子的时候，你就会更加清楚了。
These are tough words, right? Jesus says, many will say to me on that day, the day of judgment, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?
耶稣说这些人到那一天会来跟他讲说，我的主，我的主，我们不是帮为你去讲过预言，又或者是用你的名去驱个鬼吗？
So who are these people?
这些是什么人呢？
Well, first of all, they called Jesus Lord.
首先他们称耶稣为主。
And if you buy a bunch of commentaries, you'll see each one will say, they'll agree on that. They say Jesus is Lord.
所有解经家很多都他们都会同意说耶稣是他们的，他们称耶稣是他们的主。
That means this person that Jesus is referring to, who's saying this to Jesus, is saying, "You're God, you're divine."
就是说呢，这些人称呼耶稣是他们的神，是神圣。
So it's very clear. This person is coming to Jesus and saying, "You're the Son of God."
很明显的，这些人来到耶稣的面前，称耶稣基督是神的儿子。
In other words, they're saying, "I believe the doctrine."
换句话讲，话我相信你所讲嘅教义。
And if you step it up a little further, I believe in a hypostatic union, right? The two natures of Christ, fully God, fully man.
再进一步就话，我承认你系完全嘅神，亦都系完全嘅人。
I believe in Jesus, the Son of God, your deity.
我相信神，耶稣基督系神嘅儿子，我相信你嘅神圣。
So obviously, he's an orthodox believing person who subscribes to the doctrine of the Christian faith.
他很明显就是去相信耶稣基督所讲的说话，他所信的都很正确。
And secondly, he doesn't just say, Lord, what does he say? Lord, Lord.
他不是只说主啊，而是说主啊，主啊。
And if you know anything about Semitic construction, Semitic languages like Aramaic, Hebrew, etc., right? You know, there's an intensity of emotion.
如果你熟悉犹太的写法、写作的时候，如果你去重复两个名词的时候，就讲到你当中那个情绪是几激动。
That's a Semitic construction. Lord, Lord, Mary, Mary, Absalom, Absalom, Martha, Martha, My God, My God.
就好像说阿沙龙，阿沙龙，或者玛利，玛利，或者马大，马大，又或者我的神，我的神。
Get it? Intensity of emotion. That's the construction there.
这个写法就是表达了当中那个人的情绪。
The person that Jesus referred to doesn't say Lord, he says Lord, Lord. That means he's engaged. He's emotionally engaged with Jesus.
他说的就不是只是主啊，而是说他说主啊，主啊，他的心情都是原来在耶稣基督的。
And then on top of that, he says, I prophesied in your name. That has to mean at least he taught the Bible or the message of Jesus.
跟着他说我藉住你的名去说预言，就即是话咧，佢都教过圣经的说话，睇圣经的说话。
And then he says, "I've been deeply involved. You know, people's lives. I've done miracles, right? I freed them from their, liberated them from their prison."
跟住佢话我奉你的名咧都行过异能，就即是话咧，呢啲人咧系参与喺人的生命上边去释放佢哋，去帮助佢哋。
This person's been helping people, healing them.
这个人呢不断地去帮助其他人去医治人。
The person is involved in ministry.
这个人呢是参与在神的事工的里面。
And then the shocking words, right, in the text, Jesus turns and says to him, what does he say? I never knew you.
但耶稣怎样回应他呢？他说耶稣说我从来都不认识你。
Jesus doesn't say, I used to know you. You know, you used to be a good guy, a nice Christian gal, right?What happened? He didn't say that.
耶稣不是说啊，我以前认识你啊，你以前是一个好好的基督徒来的。耶稣不是这样讲。
It's not like Jesus is saying, I don't know who you are.
耶稣又不是说我不知道你是哪一个。
He says, there's never been a spiritual connection between us. Never.
耶稣是说你和我之间从来都没有一个属灵的联系。
There's never.Been a personal relationship with me, never.
耶稣话你同我从来都冇一个个人嘅关系。
This is a tree with bad fruit.
这个就是结坏果子的树。
Are you starting to get it? Are you starting to get what Jesus is saying to you?
你是不是开始看到耶稣对你所讲的是什么说话呢？
The two ways that Jesus mentions in the text are not good people and bad people.
耶稣所讲的不是好人和坏人的分别。
If you go back and read, and which I encourage you to do, Matthew 5-7, go back and read the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is always contrasting two groups of people.
如果你睇翻耶稣基督嘅登山宝训第马太福音第五至到七章咧，耶稣好多时都对比相比较两种嘅人。
And you don't have to know. You don't have to even have further than elementary education to know when you read it. They're not people. He doesn't say they're not people who pray and who don't pray.
好容易嘅睇到就系话耶稣讲嘅好似唔系话一啲祈祷嘅人同埋唔祈祷嘅人。
What he's saying is, don't pray like this. Pray like this. Right?
耶稣讲嘅话唔好咁样祈祷，你要咁样祈祷。
That means both groups of people are praying.
就即系话两班人咧，佢哋都祈祷嘅。
And he doesn't say they don't give to the poor. You should.
耶稣又唔系话哦呢啲人咧唔去周济穷人，而系。而这些人呢就会周济穷人。
No, if you read Matthew 5-7 carefully, he says they give to the poor, but don't give like they do.
但耶稣所讲的就是说呢，他们两班人都会去周济穷人，但是呢你就不要学这一班人这样。
Right, give to the poor like this, he says.
耶稣说你应该好像这样。
Both groups follow the Ten Commandments.
两班人都根据十诫所讲的说话去做。
Right, like thou shalt not murder, right? Both groups are non-violent.
就好似话你唔好去杀人啊！呢两班人咧，佢哋都唔会走去杀人噶。
And of course, Jesus' famous words say, "You've heard it said, 'Thou shalt not murder.'" But if you're a Christian, you won't even look at people in your heart and say, "You fool."
耶稣话你睇见经上所讲话你唔好杀人，但系如果你系基督徒嘅时候咧，你甚至乎去见到嗰个人，你唔会心谂哇呢、这个蠢人呢、这个抵死。
Let me emphasize in summary form what Jesus is saying throughout this Sermon on the Mount.
让佢总结一下耶稣基督喺登山宝训所讲嘅系乜嘢。
I've said 4 or 5 times already, but I must emphasize it because you must understand. Jesus is not contrasting good and bad people here.
我要再讲一次，耶稣基督唔系对比好嘅人同埋坏人。
He's contrasting religious people and true Christians.
佢哋比较紧呢啲宗教嘅人士同埋真正嘅基督徒。
And on the outside, they both behaviorally.Are similar.
他们的外在的行为其实都很相似。
As I just stated, they're both praying in the text, in the Sermon on the Mount. They're both giving to the poor. They're both obeying the Ten Commandments.
他们都祈祷，他们都周济穷人，他们都遵从十诫所讲的说话。
That means they're both being kind to their neighbor.
他们两班人都对他的邻舍很好。
So on the outside, they're both sheep.
在外面他们都好像羊一样。
But on the inside, they are utterly different reasons for obeying.
但是在他们里面他们有完全的不同的原因为什么他们要去顺服神的教导。
Therefore, there are utterly different character results of that.
因为这样所以他们的性情有不同的结果。
And that's the amazingly astounding or marvelous and wonderful thing that Jesus is saying about the two spiritual ways.
这个就是耶稣基督所讲两种不同的属灵的道路几咁令到人震惊的说。
Again, anybody can see the difference between moral behavior and immoral behavior, right?
对于有道德的行为和没有道德的行为大家都很容易就看得出。
Between living a good life and living a bad life.
过一个好的生命和一个不好的生命。
And both people inside and outside the church are dying spiritually because they can't tell the difference between religion and true Christianity.
但在外面和里面好像在教会的里面这些人好像就快死了因为他们分不出究竟真正的基督教和其他的宗教有什么分别。
Jesus is saying these two groups of people are both doing similar kinds of things.
他说这两班人都在做相似的事。
They're doing those things though for utterly different reasons on the inside, which refers to what? Spirituality, motivation.
但他们心里面的动机是完全不同的。
And there are different results, different character development.
而呢啲嘢就使到佢哋嘅性格嘅发展有唔同嘅结果。
So what are the different reasons?
咁呢啲有咩唔同嘅原因咧？佢哋心里边。
Well, first let's take a look at the religious person.
首先睇一个好似有宗教嘅人。
Let me ask, what is the reason the religious person gives to the poor, prays, seeks for the most part to be moral in their living?
咁一个有宗教嘅人，佢哋点解要去周济穷人？点解祈祷？又或者点解要过一个有道德嘅生活咧？
You know, if you looked up in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6:2, religious people give to the poor. Why do they do that?
我们睇翻马太福音第六章第二节啊，呢啲有宗教嘅人，佢哋点解要周济穷人咧
？Do they help the poor for the poor's person's sake? No.
佢哋为咗呢啲穷人帮助佢哋，系咪真系为咗呢啲穷人咧
？Because Jesus says in Matthew 6:2, he says they do it to get honor from people.
耶稣话呢啲人咁样做系为咗要从别人嘅身上去得到赞许。
And you might be saying to yourself, isn't he being a little harsh here? Doesn't everyone want a pat on the back?
哦，咁你会问啊，耶稣咁样讲系咪太过分咧？吓，唔通即系人做咗好嘢，唔想俾人去赞下咩
？That's why it's helpful to look behind the word that's translated honor. It literally is the word for glory.
咁呢个字我哋要睇翻佢解释个荣耀嗰个字嘅译法。
It's the word doxasso。
咁原本嘅字就系 doxasso 呢个字。
We get the word doxology from doxasso。
咁而我哋三一众吓嗰个字咧，亦都系有呢个字嗰度出嚟。
Doxology, which we sing every week in worship, literally means give God glory。
咁我哋每个礼拜唱嘅三一众个意思就系话咧，去将荣耀归俾神。
Because when you sing your doxology, you're praising God. You're saying, "You're glorious, Lord. You're glorious."
咁我哋唱三颂嘅时候，我哋讲紧就系话咧，神你好荣耀，好荣耀。
So what is that being said by Jesus in Matthew 6:2 when he uses that word that's translated honor, which is the word doxazo, which is can be translated glory? Well, what is he that saying? Get honor from people as you give to the poor.
咩所话呢啲人咧？去将钱去俾穷人嘅时候咧，佢哋系要喺人嘅身上去得到荣耀。
Well, religious people are people inside that have no sense of their own glory, their own weightiness.
呢啲宗教嘅人士，佢哋喺咧佢哋嘅心里边，佢哋冇自己嘅荣耀，佢哋冇自己嘅重量。
And that's why they're clamoring for filling themselves on the inside.With some type of accolade, some type of glory, honor.
所以佢哋要从别人嘅身上去得到荣耀，得到赞许，去充满填满自己入边嗰个空缺。
They have no sense of their own value or worth apart from seeking after that glory from the outside, that honor from others.
如果佢唔系要喺人哋身上得到赞许荣耀嘅时候咧，佢自己会觉得好空洞。
They have no sense of their own self.
佢哋唔能够感受到自己嘅重要。
You know, in our text, verse 15 says, "On the outside they're sheep, but on the inside, there, as the ESV says, English Standard Version, ravenous wolves."
经文讲话佢外面系披住羊皮，但系里面咧却系残暴嘅狼。
I purposely read the NIV of verse 15:2, which says ferocious, and the New Living Translation, which is also a very good translation, it means vicious.But that doesn't really get at what's behind that Greek word.
咁喺英文嘅翻译里边，唔同嘅版本有唔同嘅译法，咁可以解做凶猛或者讲做恶毒，但系佢都唔能够完全嘅去表达原本嗰个字嘅意思。
Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that the NIV translators and the New Living translators are not good. You know, it's part of one of the hardest jobs to be a translator.
咁翻译圣经系一件好难嘅工作，咁我亦都唔系话呢两个英文嘅译本都唔好。
But that particular word, the NIV translates ferocious, has a very specific meaning.
咁但系呢个字喺中文翻译出嚟残暴呢个字，其实系一个特别嘅解释喺原文嚟讲。
That's why you have, you know, if you're studying scripture carefully, you know, you're looking up all the different varying meanings of the word that appear, that same word appearing throughout the Bible.Throughout the New Testament, it means blackmail, extorting someone.
如果你看在圣经里面同样的字眼出来的时候，那个意思其实是解做勒索或者是骗子或者是盗贼。
means you're a swindler, a robber.
因为是欺骗人的，你要去偷取。
So do you see what is being said then in verse 15?
第十五节你看不看到说什么？
Why do religious people give to the poor?
为什么这些有宗教的人他们要给钱给这些穷人呢？
It's because all of us on the inside desperately need to assure ourselves there's something worthwhile about us.
因为我们每一个人在内心里面，我们都想被人觉得是重要，我们想觉得自己是重要。
And we're going to do things to get approval from others.
他们要做一些事去从人里面去得到赞许。
In other words, religious people want to fill that inside that's empty because they want to do good things to gain praise, to feel worthy.
他们要做一些事去得到赞许，使到他们自己觉得他们是配得或者是他们是重要的。
And that's the reason why many religious people help people.
所以很多宗教的人士他们都帮人。
You know, they do all sorts of good things.
他们做很多好的事。
They give monetarily, they counsel people, they volunteer at rehab centers, they help underprivileged children at camps.
他们给钱，他们花时间去在儿童的身上，在青少年的身上辅导或者帮助其他人。
They do all these good things, why?
他们做这些好的事，为什么呢？
Well, we're going to make the world give us what we need inside of us.
他们说我们做这些事是要使到这个世界呢能够去给一些我内心需要的东西。
We want approval. We want an accolade. We want to know we're respectable human beings.
我们需要人的认同，我们需要人的赞许荣耀，我们要使人觉得我们是需要被尊重。
So I got to ask you the hard question. Why do you do what you do?
我要问一下这个很困难的问题，就是说你做的事你为什么要做呢？
Maybe you have a decent career. Maybe your family's doing well.
可能你一个好好的职业，可能你的家庭都好好。
Maybe you have friends that respect you.
可能你的朋友都尊重你。
But my question is, why? What are you doing those things for?
但我问你的就是，你为什么要做这些事？
And as you'll see on slide 6, Jesus is saying in a sermon that on the inside, we lack inner honor. We lack inner glory.
耶稣所讲的就是说，在我们的内心里面，我们没有那个荣耀，我们没有这个赞许。
And as a result, everything we do is not about the things we do or achieve, it's about us.
所以我们所做的事始终都其实是为了自己。
That means if you're a great artist, great musician, you do great, many good deeds, you know, it's not about the art. Many times it's not about the music, it's not about the other person that you're helping.
可能是你是一个艺术家，或者你是一个音乐家，或者你去帮助其他人，但是始终其实你不是为了那个艺术，不是为了那个音乐，或者不是为了那些人。
And you can throw in there the friendships and even the family. How are they doing? Why are you doing what you're doing for them?
那在你的友谊上面，在你的家庭上面，你为什么要做这些事呢？
Because you want to know you're worthy. You're an honorable parent.
因为你想让人知道你是重要的，你是这个好好的父母或者好好的朋友。
So Jesus says, this is a test. How do you pray? How do you religiously pray?
耶稣说这个就是一个测试。你怎样祈祷呢？宗教的人你怎样祈祷呢？
Why do you help people?
你为什么帮助人？
Is it for their sake or for yours?
是为了他们的缘故还是为了你自己？
Do they pray to know God? Jesus is saying, no, they don't, the religious. They don't.
他们祈祷是否因为他们因为认识神呢？不是。
Matthew 6:7 says they think they will be heard for their intense words.
马太福音六章七节，他说耶稣说他们以为用许多重复的话呢，神就听他讲了。
You could summarize Jesus' words about the religious as a power play.
你可以去总结这些宗教的人士他们所做的其实都是不对。
It's a way of telling God what he has to do for you.
他们以为他们可以叫神去做他想做的事。
It's a way of saying to God, I'm living this life sacrificially so that you can give me a good life.
好似佢哋就去向神讲话啊，我去牺牲咗自己，去过一个正当，即行一条正当嘅路。所以咧，你要俾一个好嘅生命我啦。
And if you're doing that religiously, you know it's such a burden. It's such a burden to do that.
如果你真系咁样去行嘅时候咧，对你嚟讲其实系一个好大嘅负担。
You know, you're striving, you're trying so hard, and why are you doing that?
你好努力，好尝试用尽好多嘅精力，点解你咁样做啫？
Because the religious person thinks that God will bless you because you do that.
因为一个宗教嘅人，佢哋以为你咁样做嘅时候咧，神就会祝福你啦。
In fact, you think God will have to do that for you because you did that.
事实上，你以为你咁样做咧，神就一定要祝福你。
And people will have to say you're a good person, not a bum.
有人话咧，你系一个好嘅人，唔系一个坏人。
But Jesus says the result of all that will lead you to be a judgmental person.
但耶稣话咧，如果你咁样做嘅时候，始终嘅结果就系话使到你一个系好成日去批判人嘅人。
Because you'll be tempted and you'll easily give in and despise people who aren't like you.
因为你咁样做嘅时候，你好容易就会受试探，然后去鄙视嗰啲唔同你唔一样嘅人。
And just because they might live or believe something that you don't.Do or believe, and you'll say you fool to them.
因为佢哋唔相信你所相信嘅嘢，佢哋唔做你所做嘅嘢，然后你就话佢哋系坏人，系蠢人。
And as time goes on, you'll be more rigid and more heartless.
然后再继续咁落去嘅时候咧，你就变得更加僵化，更加冇一个心喺度。
Because you're going to use religion to feel better than other people, and so to feel better than other people, you feel above them.
因为当你系去因住呢个你嘅宗教咁样做嘅时候，你就会觉得你系一个好好嘅人，然后你就会觉得你比佢哋系更加好。
And then you start excluding people emotionally or even worse.
由开始咧，你就去排斥呢啲人。
Just because they don't believe or do the things you do.
就因为佢哋唔相信你所相信，唔做你所做嘅嘢。
That's the religious group. Christianity is different.
这些就是那些宗教人士所做的，但是基督徒不是这样。
Christians doing all those good things too, right? But for an utterly different reason.
基督徒都会做这些好的事，但是他们的背后的动机是完全不同。
And there's an utterly different result too. There's godly character that's developed.
由之中的个结果出来也都不同，他们最后会有一个完全的不同的性情生出来。
Right? That's what the contrast is about, right, that Jesus is doing here. Look at the Christian, a good tree bears good fruit.
圣经讲好的树结好的果子。
You know, the difference can be summarized like this. Religion always starts outside in.
我们可以总结就是说宗教人士他们由外面开始，然后进入到里面。
If I do all these good things, maybe finally they'll fill me and give me some weightiness, some glory.
他说我做这些事的时候可能最终能够使到我觉得是一个很重要的人，一个使我有荣耀。
So the religious go to church, they read the Bible, maybe even, they even give to the poor, they sacrifice something in their lives for others, and they say, that might profit me.
他说我去教会，我去祈祷，我去为人去牺牲一点，可能最终使到我自己会得益。
But Jesus is saying, in the Sermon on the Mount to you, what are you doing?
但耶稣话喺登山本分讲嘅话，你做紧乜嘢
？You're trapped. You're working the outside in, right?
你由外边，然后开始喺外边，先至去进到入边。
God will bless me then, right? I'll finally feel good about myself.
你话神会祝福我噶啦最后咧，我会觉得自己系一个好好嘅人。
That's the religious way, but it doesn't work, right? It's silly.
呢个就系你宗教人士所做嘅，呢个系唔正确。
And that's why Jesus says the fruit on a tree that does not give the tree life. The fruit does not give the tree life.
耶稣说这个果子不能够使到这个树有生命。
No, the fruit is the result of the life.
这个果子是树的生命的结果。
The fruit is the outflowing of the life.
这个果子是由这个树的生命去发展出来。
And so the difference between the religious and the Christian is this. Christian is someone who already is full inside. They already have God's glory.
所以基督徒有什么不同呢？就是说基督徒首先你的心里面 已经是被充满，是有神的荣耀在当中。
And because they're full on the inside, enables them to step out in faith.
因为他们的心里面已经被充满，以致他们能够去用信心去踏出去。
Because they're not after accolades. They're not after what good things you say to them.
因为他们不是寻求近人的认同、人的赞许、荣耀。
There could be a greater difference between Christianity and religion.
所以基督徒和其他宗教人士是不同。
The religious person is doing all these good things, trying to keep it up, working outside in.
这些宗教的人士，他们去做很多外在的事，尝试去能够满足他们自己的内心。
It's just a response to inner emptiness.
其实是回应他自己内心的空虚。
But on the other hand, a true Christian is someone who's doing what he or she is doing because of an inner fullness they have already.
而基督徒去做这些东西，是因为他自己的内心已经被神的荣耀去充满。
They already have the glory from the Lord within, knowing God, and they delight in knowing Him.
他们藉着认识神，他们已经被神的荣耀去充满，并且他们乐于去认识神。
Let me show you, because the scriptures say this. It's the inner fullness, that's the analogy that Jesus models spirituality. It's right in the Bible, John 17:22. It's on slide 6.
约翰福音十七章二十二节所讲的耶稣说这个属灵的道路，我们的那个比喻。
And the first part of John 17:22, Jesus is praying, he's praying about his followers, his disciples. And he says this to God the Father, I have given them what? The glory you gave me.
这段经文所讲的就是耶稣为着他的门徒去向神去祈祷。他说你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们。
You can't miss it. It says it there. You have the inner glory if you're a Christian.
这里已经讲了说你作为基督徒，你在你的内在有神的荣耀在里面。
And the glory we have give God during worship, which sometimes sounds pretty good, right? In worship, you're giving God glory as you worship, right? But that kind of glory can't compare with the glory that God the Father gave to God the Son, which God the Son gives to you.
我们在崇拜里面所讲的话，我们将荣耀去给神，但这个荣耀不能够跟耶稣基督给我们的荣耀去相比，因为耶稣基督给我们的荣耀是由神那里来。
And how do we know that? Well, it's the second part of verse 22 on slide 7.
为什么我们知道呢？我们看22节的下半部。
Jesus says the second part, John 17:22, that they, his followers, may be one. As we, God the Father, God the Son, are one. They may be one with us.
耶稣说能够使到他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。就是说耶稣和神他们合而为一。
As you'll see on the slide, do you see what Jesus is saying? I can paraphrase it a little bit more to make it more plain. Father, these ones who believed in me, I'm giving them the glory you gave me. I'm not waiting until the end of their lives to do that. I'm giving it to them now.
咁换句话讲，耶稣向神所讲嘅就系话咧，啊呢啲相信我嘅人，我将你俾我嘅荣耀咧，我俾佢哋，我而家就俾佢哋，我唔需要等到佢哋生命终结嘅时候先将呢个荣耀俾佢哋。
If you're a true Christian, you have the glory that the Father gave to the Son gives to you. You have it.
如果你基督徒嘅时候咧，你就有从神而嚟去俾耶稣基督嗰个荣耀，而家已经俾咗你。
Because you've been adopted.As a child of God.
因为你已经被收纳成为神的儿女。
And you've received that because you've trusted in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
你能够接受到因为你去相信耶稣基督他的说话和他为你所做的。
And so there's an utter difference between the religious and the Christian.
所以一个基督徒和一个有宗教的人，他们的完全是不同。
Christianity is inside out.
基督教是从心里面开始去向外。
Because God loves and delights in me, I am full of His glory.
因为神爱我，喜悦我，以致我能够去充满了神的荣耀。
Again, God, Jesus Himself gives you His perfect righteousness. He gives you His perfect record.
神将佢耶稣基督将佢完全嘅公义去俾咗你。
And you trust in him, you don't need control of your life then. He's the Lord. You trust him.
你相信佢嘅时候，你唔需要去控制自己嘅生命，你将呢个控制权去交俾佢，佢系你嘅主。
That's why you're able to move out in faith. You're able to do that.
所以你能够去藉住信心去行出去。
If you have that inner glory, that beauty, that assurance from God, you can do things.Not just for yourself, you can do things for others. You can do things for art, for music, for whatever, for the glory of God.
如果你有神的荣耀，你有神的确据的时候，你就能够去做这些外在的事，无论是你的美术、音乐，或者是为了其他人，你可以能够做这些。
And you'll be painting, singing, playing your musical instrument, doing good for your family and others for the sake, for their sake, for the sake of those things,
not for yourself.为了其他人去做这些事，为了你的朋友，为了你的家庭，为了你的事业。
It won't be all about you anymore.
不再是为了你自己。
And you'll be able to move out, even in relationships. You'll move out for the glory of God, for the good of the other person.
你能够去为了其他人，你能够在这些关系上面去踏出去。
It's totally different. Totally different than the religious.
同嗰啲有宗教，单单话有宗教嘅人咧，系完全唔同。
I hope you see that today. I hope you see how empty it is to be apart from Jesus.
我希望你能够睇得清楚，离开咗耶稣基督系使到人几咁空虚。
And I hope in some way you've seen. Again, I only could give you a glimpse in 20 minutes, a glimpse of what Jesus is saying here. What's astounding? What's amazing?
我希望你睇到耶稣基督呢度所讲嘅系真系能够使到你觉得稀奇、诧异、惊讶。
Let me end in verse 19. I'm out of time.
又用第十九节去完结。
Again, next week we'll look at the same text, but the latter two sayings. But here's verse 19. Every tree, George, if you don't mind, if you could hit 7:19 on the screen. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown in the fire.
第十九节佢话：凡不结好果子的树就砍下来，丢在火里。
It's worthless，
系冇价值嘅。
You gotta see that. You must see that.
你一定要去睇到呢一点。
It's a matter of life or death. You must see that.
系关乎生或者死，你一定要睇得清楚。
Let's pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Lord, there's a lot here to digest. We pray that.You would grant us the time to look carefully at Matthew 5-7.
正话呢度所讲嘅，我哋好需要时间去消化。我哋求主你俾我哋去再次睇清楚马太福音五章至到七章所讲嘅说话。
We pray in the near future that all here would make the time to just read it slowly, prayerfully.
我哋祈祷呢个每一个人都会花时间去小心嘅用祈祷嘅心去睇你嘅话语。
I pray that they'd ask you through the power of your Holy Spirit to teach you from it.
祈祷他们会求圣灵，藉着圣灵的带领去能够教导他们。
And to see the difference between the religious and the true Christian.
让我们看到一个真正的基督徒和其他宗教的人是有分别。
Oh Lord, this is so important. I hope people will take the time to do that.
天父，这个实在很重要，我们祈祷我们每一个人都会花时间这样做。
And you'll be glorified if that's so.
如果这样的时候，你就会得着荣耀。
We pray that you'd strengthen the church.
我们求主你为教会加力。
We pray that you'd help us to draw near you.
求主你帮助我们亲近你。
And give you the glory that you deserve.
去将荣耀去归给你，是你配得的。
Because we're full.Of your glory inside.
因为我们里面已经充满了你的荣耀。
We ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
你奉基督耶稣的名义求。阿门。